Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you feel crushed under pressure from the changes going on in this world? Is your desperation greater than your fear? The journey to understanding what you're going through and your transformation starts now with Valerie Trujillo and her show, Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. During this show, get validation for what you're experiencing, and if you're ready, heal your wounds, gain control, and get the guidance to start making the changes that you've been afraid to make. Valerie is an empath, psychic, angelic energy healer and teacher, an artist, shaman, healer, sage practitioner, reverend, master oracle card reader, and a talented intuitive, who will also bring insightful conversations with other powerful healers, readers, and metaphysical store owners to your doorstep. Whether it's a spiritual connection, healing and learning, or connection to your metaphysical needs, you will feel the energy as you and Valerie connect with spirit for validation, insight, and inspiration. Ready to connect? Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle starts now.
Hi, welcome. I'm Valerie Trujillo, and you're listening to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And we are on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Stay with me for the next hour, and you will leave different than when you got here, no matter what path you're on. But before we go on, tune in with me on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain. And we'll talk about spiritual stuff. What's going to hopefully give you guidance and uplift you and give you validation and give you hope to know you're not alone. Right now, we're going to talk about spiritual journey or awakening. Excuse me. What is a spiritual awakening? Spiritual awakening is your journey, first of all. Nobody can take it for you, and you can't take anyone else's spiritual journey. And many of you are just waking up to the knowledge that there is a grander God, source, life force, or creator. As you become an adult, you become more aware that there is something more to life out there than what you've been shown or what you've been told. You see things, you feel things, and in this 3D world, they don't make sense. They don't match up, and it leaves you with a lot of questions. Early on, possibly, you reject what you were shown, and if you're like me, you pursued your own path. So you come to a point where you just start thinking, there must be something more than this. That's the trigger to your awakening. When you have the realization that there's something more, or you want to know if there's something more, you open yourself up to this awakening. Source energy sees that, and it's hard to describe just with a few words right now, but it opens you up to things that you didn't pay attention to before. We all awaken at different times in our lives and in different ways. And this has been happening for over two decades. So some of you don't know what to do or where to go or where to turn. One thing we need to know is everything has energy. And believe it or not, a creative force is within everything on the planet. And you are a creative force on the planet. And all of us as creative forces are connected to God Source already. We are already connected. You come face to face with your own divinity when you go through the awakening. You don't know it, but God's source does live in you. But in your own reality, with the perception walls you build around your 3D mind, there are absolutes in truth. There are absolutes in math and in science. And by the way, 3D, and I'm going to read this. I took a definition. It's a 3D consciousness is viewing things from a purely physical state. You are seen as an individual that is separate from others. In life feels like survival of the fittest. And you are identified by your look, your job, the car you drive, the people you surround yourself with. That's what 3D is. And that's pretty much, in a nutshell, how the world is. But when you begin to search, when you want to know more, because you know you can feel it in your bones that there is more, you begin to break those three-dimensional walls. And you get into a system of interdimensional things, especially spiritual things. And all the rules of reality will change. But in this 3D world, and what you have been told to believe, some of you have a hard time believing what I'm telling you now. You don't know who you really are. And this is how we were designed. And it is upon our free choice to come up with answers to try and chip away at the wall that separates us from God's source. That is called duality. And it represents the free will of human beings ready to tear down that elusive, invisible wall. One that is unseen, but it's part of spiritual awareness. And when that wall is pierced, will reveal the secrets of life and why you're here. So when this activation or this awakening activates us, it's essentially light, because that's light and frequency, it's light. So you automatically are forced to shed all the bullshit that you believed, all the things people told you were true, but that weren't, it wasn't your story. You shed your judgment, you shed all the things that you chose to stuff in your pocket and ignore, all the things that you rejected in your life, everything you disowned, everything. You shed away everything that's blocked you up until now. And if you're like me, you're not looking for a doctrine. You're not looking for a prophet. You're stepping off of the page of 3D belief, of following others with a generic box of beliefs that are instead risking the idea of God's source, creator, is far bigger than anything you've ever been told. You're looking for what you're here for. And the premise is that the search will not only reveal to you your path, but that you're a part of a grand system. We're not alone. It's an interdimensional system of how things work. And it's intuitive. And it's shared by others all around the world. It's been built into the cells of our humanity. Don't be critical of yourselves if you don't then follow what you were told by another human being or an organization, or what they think is appropriate spirituality. For their truth is different than yours. Their search for God is different than yours. Each human being is spiritually unique. Just like each human being individually is unique, we are all spiritually unique. So our search is diverse because there are many of us. One's working on abundance. One's working on health issues. One's working on self-worth issues, and someone else is working on fear. Do you see how you can't create a spiritual box and expect everyone to get in it? And so we begin. So getting this far, some might say, hey, I'm ready. Not. And you might say, it'll be fun. Not. For the record, you will get to the point where you are tired of the shit that we go through in our lives. Your soul is literally saying, I can't take this shit anymore. This world is so dense. And even though we're scared of what we might find, scared of the heebie-jeebie stuff that everybody's told us, and we don't know if it's true or not because we haven't gotten there yet. Going through the dark night of the soul, which to me is reliving all of the things in this life that have made you an emotional mess, and working through them one by one, just like the onion. You raise your vibration along with being grateful for what you have in your life. But before we talk more about that, we're going to take a break and just sit with what I've said so far. And we'll be back and go through the commercial first. Have a good one.
Hello friends, I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we have two core energies, love and fear. We always have the power of now and the choice to align with our source energy, which is based on love, light, truth, gratitude, and peace. Or we can choose to align with our ego, external influences and opinions that arise during our day, based in fear. You know those terms, frustration, worry, anger, and judgment. Well, each day as we awaken, we have the opportunity for a new day, a new start, and to align and empower ourselves and to raise our energy in appreciation. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, appreciation, and of course, alignment. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine. Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit nancylandrum.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe and Taking Responsibility for It, and I'm Valerie Trujillo. Before we start, I just want to make sure you know how to get in touch with me. You can go to my website, www.crystalblueoracle.com, or you can email me at crystalblueoracle, again, no spaces, at yahoo.com. We were talking about the dark night of the soul. Again, I'm going to repeat what it is to me. It's reliving all of the things in your life that have made you an emotional mess and working through them one by one, not all at once. And as you do that, you raise your vibration and you become more grateful for what you have. You learn to be. It's not something that happens overnight. And take it from me, it's hard. But it can be done. I'm a prime example of that. It can be done. Your intention is everything. The dark night of the soul, I got that definition. It's described as a stage in personal development when a person undergoes a difficult and significant transition to a deeper perception of life and their place in it. To go through it is you saying you want to elevate to a God status and deal with the karma of your current and past lives. That's a lot. That is so much that I think that information after Dark Night of the Soul is saved for another day. It's just when you're barely starting, it's something you don't want to see yet. You're not ready yet. The things that I do need to tell you, though, about going through the dark night of the soul after you've been awakened is it's not for the weak. It's freaking hard. It takes you emotionally to your lowest lows to face yourself, where you have to honestly look at yourself and face the good, the bad, and the freaking ugly. We don't, I know that's kind of funny the way I said it, but we don't want to look at those ugly parts. We don't want to accept that maybe we're that selfish, that conceited, that jealous, that greedy, that controlling, because we can't control ourselves. We have to understand that the emotional things that we go through, those lows, they're not there to break us. They're there so we can surrender those negative things, that anger and jealousy and greed and selfishness, to let go of those things and surrender that negativity and let it go. Because when you awaken and you open up that light in yourself, you don't have any choice. And there's some people who don't want to face it. And it takes an emotional toll on them too. People can still have signs and awakenings in the awakening and spiritual connections, and they don't want them. So they try to bury them with alcohol or drugs. And that's not all of them. That's just a few people. That's how they deal with it. Other people have addictions and other things. We get distracted so we don't face those things and we stuff them in our pocket. And like I said, that awakening, it doesn't give you a choice. It doesn't let you ignore those things. But the awakening can also be triggered by near-death experiences, emotional and physical traumas, and abuse. And the part of you who knows those things that happened to you took a piece of your soul with it, and you want it fucking back. Your soul wants the rest of you. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to understand when you really want to go through this and heal and be a better person for yourself, to live that happiest life, that you're going to have to face those things. But you have to remember, a lot of people don't look at this, but those things happen to you. They don't define you. And I tell people that all the time. Our situations in our life don't define who we are. There's also trauma that's related to diseases in the body. Our bodies tell us when we stray off the path. And when we don't listen, and we keep going and we keep dealing with things and we don't, or not dealing with things, I should say, we keep not dealing with things. That's when our body creates something, manifests something in us to tell us, hey, you need to get some attention over here and pay attention to this. You need to get rid of it. You need to clear it so this stops. That's also another topic that is so big that it's going to have to wait for another day. That's a huge topic. It's a good one to do, and that could be coming down the pike in a month or so. Trauma can also be from reliving lives, because contracts that we've made and in essence cause an awakening. That's another big piece that I'm just giving you taste of things we have to go through. And it's something you don't have to focus on right now. But it's there. And not everybody has that. Some people do, some people don't. And then there is one other way of being awakened. And some of you were born already with the 5D activated in you. You were born with it. And those of you that were born with it are the crystal or indigo children. And some of you were born as far back as the late 60s. And those ones came to pave the way for the new crystal children. And I believe I'm one of the crystal children, and my kids are the newer crystal children. So just for the record, to explain what 5D is. 5D is defined as a state of consciousness that is more advanced than our present level 3 or 4D. It is like existing in a state of grace, where life is actually easy and needs are provided for. One way to imagine a higher dimension is to think of, where do souls go when the body dies? It's safe to say that those who are living in a 5D are consciously already very much in tune with their intuitive guidance. Their spiritual awakening process has a way of naturally showing us how intuition works, and a natural byproduct of awakening in higher frequencies is a strong intuition. Children are born with the 5D dimensional energetic template, completely sustained by the new fifth dimensional grid of the Earth. And yes, that there is one. And they are uniquely attuned to energy, light, and crystals. Due to their enlightened consciousness, they sense, they see, and they feel things on a heart level. They are more attuned to vibration and frequency, allowing them to co-create consciousness through the use of ESP, or extrasensory perception. They literally hold more light. Therefore, they respond more effectively to sound and light technology. Think about that. They are light bearers. They hold pure energy and are very honest, and they're compelled to seek the truth. They cannot hide their true feelings in order to protect those around them or to accommodate archaic norms, and can often shy away from people who are suppressed, low vibrational, or restricted in their thoughts and behavior. So think about those things. Do your kids show any of those traits? Do they like to stay in their room? Not because they're upset, but because they're wanting to be alone, peace and quiet. You need to think about those things because they are important, not just for you, but for your kids. We're going to take another break. And we're going to continue talking about this, and then we're going to talk a little bit about synchronicity, signs, and trust. Stay tuned, and we'll see you in a minute.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly. all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
We're back on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm Valerie Trujillo, and you're listening to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe and Taking Responsibility for It. We were talking about crystal indigo children. So we got to the point where we talked about how the children hold a lot of light and they don't tolerate low vibrational negative stuff. What you have to remember too is if you have a crystal indigo child, if you're a parent or a sibling or grandparent, aunt or uncle, someone close to this child, being around them will make you face your own pain, insecurities. Those triggers will show up for you. Things that you buried in your old three-dimensional matrix. So you being true to yourself and living the way that you preach and trying to be as positive and supportive as possible, that will have a resounding impact on the growth of your crystal child. They are born with lifetimes of experience and wisdom, and they help our world. They are helping our world right now transition up through dimensional frequencies. That's a lot. For those of you who connect with what I'm saying, you now know you're not alone. You're not crazy. You're not weird. You're just going through things and you're learning about them here. So let's talk about the next step in spiritual awakening. And this is what I think is the next step. It has to do with synchronicity, signs, and trust. Like I said before, it can be very hard to go through this. The dark night of the soul, or open up to the shadow side of yourself. And it's hard to look at the not so pretty aspects of yourself. And don't confuse it with being evil, with being of the devil. It's nothing like that. It's every person has a light side and a shadow self, or light self and a shadow self, I should say. Everybody does. And it's, again, our choice, what we want to do, how we want to live. You have to remember too that taking this path will change so many things for you. Taking this path will take you away from people in your life right now. 3D people. People you can't take with you. Because as you go through this, you're leveling up. And if they don't level up, well, it's just like an example is in school. If you don't pass, you stay in the same grade and other people pass you. And it's your responsibility to learn and to take the tests and to apply yourself to take action. It's the same thing with spirituality. It's up to you to take action. And it brings you closer to your connection with God Source. And for some people, it'll take a few lifetimes to get it right. Some people, they don't get it right and they have to come back and do it again. And some of them, they come back because they're triggered to come back. And that's something else to save for another time. It's too deep from what we're talking about it right now. Bottom line is, if you have the intention of trusting source energy, God, the I Am presence, you will revisit the things you chose to ignore. Your ego will fight you not to change. Every step of the way, your ego will fight you. And it's going to challenge everything I'm saying. But once you're awakened and wanting to see the synchronicity, you will take off the proverbial rose-colored glasses and start seeing out of 3D. One of the things that you can do, that if you're just barely awakening, you don't know, but those of us who have been awakened for a while do know, you can ask for signs. You can ask the I Am presence, spirit source, creator, to give you a sign. And the thing is, you have to be in acceptance of the sign you're given. You can't come in with expectations. You can't tell spirit, source, God, creator, what you want and expect to get it when you want it. You can bring your ego, but it won't stay long if you're in the light. A lot of what we don't understand too is that the angels can help, especially the archangels. Again, if you're just new to this, the archangels are like God source. Because we were born into this world with choice, they can't interfere unless we ask. They can't help us unless we ask. They're literally twiddling their thumbs, watching you, saying, oh, she's freaking out again. Oh, he's tripping again. Oh, he's running to the bottle again. Why don't they just ask us for help? And like I said, a lot of you don't know it, but you know it now. Knowledge is power. So ask the archangels for help. Ask them to show you. Am I on the right path? Show me which way to go. And I guarantee you, doors will close that you shouldn't be going back and trying to open. Because people try to do that too. Once a door closes, they try to go back and that door is barred shut. They can't get it open. And some people get it open, and be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it and then some. And then there's those people who say, okay, the path opened and this one closed. Don't question it. Realize that that's something that other people don't understand, is spirit, source, God, creator is here for your highest good, for your highest happiness and joy and peace within yourself. They don't do anything to hurt us. We do that with our doubt, our negativity, our jealousy and greed, desire to have what he or she has instead of being happy with what we have, or taking action to change it. And another thing, we always think small. And spirit's like, what are you doing? We have this planned for you, and you're just thinking about this. And then there's some of you who will be like, well, I can do it myself. I don't need to ask for guidance. I don't need to ask for help. Well, that's your 3D ego. And if you are still in a situation where you're like hitting your head against a brick wall, how long you've been doing it? Aren't you going to turn around and go a different way? That's the way spirit works with us. They put barriers where they don't want us to go. because we think small. You think you want that job, but Spirit doesn't want to give it to you, because if you take that job, there's going to be things attached to it that are going to distract you from your path. So they point you in a different direction. This is where you have to have faith in Spirit, faith in the synchronicity of things. You don't want to sit there and tell Spirit, well, you're going to do this, and if you don't do this, I'm not going to do that. Then that's not how Spirit works. Spirit wants our best. Spirit doesn't want to keep us in a box. Spirit wants us to be happy and filled with light, and to share that light. We're going to take another break. This is Valerie Trujillo, and you're listening to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle. Healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And we're on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. When I return, we'll talk a tiny bit more about this, and then we'll talk about my journey. We'll see you in a moment.
Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Ever wonder why you want to go to the gym more, for example, but you just can't make it happen? You find yourself rearranging your underwear drawer instead of getting in the car. If this sounds like you, you might have caught a case of the shoulds. Maybe you think you should lose 20 pounds to fit back into your favorite pair of jeans, or that you should be healthier in general. It all sounds good, but deep down you just aren't into it. Truth is, making choices from shoulds just leads to guilt, resentment, and a whole lot of procrastination. So take a good look at your goals. Are you shoulding yourself anywhere? If so, give yourself permission to let it go. For more insights like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show.
Hi, ladies. Are you sick and tired of having a great idea and not knowing how to get that idea off the ground? The high-heeled go-givers are here. This community of highly dedicated women have locked arms in a purpose-driven mission to uplift and transform the lives of women throughout our communities. Don't forget to tune in to listen to them and me talk with you about not just how to survive, how to hit the ball out of the park.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Do you feel that you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul. You are not alone. Laura Hosford offers you authentic channeled messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Want to get involved? Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group and get some goddess energy in your life. Women supporting women, emotional and spiritual growth. What's not to love? Just search for Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook and join Laura's growing community of women who are finding that divine love has lived within them all along. Share your stories, your challenges, offer your insights, celebrate spiritual growth. Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook today.
Hi, we're back. This is Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. Love and Light, with Crystal Blue Oracle. And we're on the Transformation Talk Network. We were talking about what we shouldn't have, expectations we shouldn't have when we ask for guidance from spirit. We have to remember to pay attention to the signs. And some of you might just be saying, I never get signs. Yeah, you do. Start paying attention. Think about what it is when you see numbers like 11, 11, 10, 10, 12, 12, 2, 2, 2, 1, 1, 1. It's just like when you have a connection with your deceased loved one and you're thinking about them and a song comes on that reminds you of them, or you start smelling their perfume or the cigar or the cigarettes that they used to smoke. It's the same thing like that. That's synchronicity. That's your family letting you know you're not alone and they're there. They may not be there physically, but they are there spiritually. Basically, what we want to do when people are going through their awakening, what I want to do is help people raise their vibration. I want you to know there are no wrong ways, wrong turns, or right turns in this path that you're going on. They're just different approaches to the same destination. Everyone is going at different speeds. Some are slower, some are faster. Don't judge someone just because you don't know what part of the path that they started on. This isn't a race or a competition. It's not about who's better at doing something than someone else. Being here is to help humanity raise their vibration and everyone be happy. 3D is about comparing yourself. And this is not about comparing yourself. This is your journey, your path, not anybody else's. And the intention is in your hands. If you want get on this path, your intentions have everything to do with it. Not my intentions, not the person next door, not your coworker, not your family members, yours. And you have to remember, darkness and light is in everyone. And it's not a bad thing. We all go through it. We all have shadow sides. And we just choose to live in truth. And that will make us brighter and raise our vibration and be full of light. And you got to remember, there's karma. And karma is described as the sum of a person's actions in this and previous states of existence, viewed as deciding their fate in future existences. Basically, it means your actions in previous lifetimes come up in you this lifetime. And you're destined to go through some of the things again because you didn't learn your lesson and you didn't heal yourself in the past life. And you're going to come up with it again. A lot of people are like, well, I don't believe in reincarnation, so I don't believe in that either. Well, that's very 3D of you. Think a little bit more intuitively. As an intuitive counselor, I can help you see what you need to work on. As an angelic energy healer, I can show you and help you connect with the angelic realm and your loved ones. As a shamanic practitioner, I can help you release with your intentions what you need to release and call back those soul pieces that you lost and help you to truly release and live a happier life. Some people will want to expand their gifts, and I can help you with that. And if I can't, I will connect you with someone who will. You will not be left hanging. When you are in the esoteric realm, you're opening yourself up to this realm, this spiritual realm. And you need to be respectful of it. Just as you have to be, hold a certain reverence for yourself. You are not a rug to be walked on. Not now, not ever. spirit is the same way. They want our highest good. We should be in thanks, be thankful that that's what they want, and live as much our best life that we can. Do things with a giving heart. Source will give you the abundance you've never imagined. It does take a lot of work to fight that 3D side where you want to make a lot of money. But when the way it works with spirit is when you want to help the collective, spirit provides you the abundance in ways you never imagined. Vibration gets raised as we do this. You have to remember, that's one of the biggest reasons why some people fall off our radar, our connections, because they don't go with us. But you're not alone. What happens is, because you've raised your vibration, and because like attracts like, you will start attracting those higher vibrational people towards you. So you create a new tribe, a new family. Source puts them in your life so you can work on your path, knowing you don't have to do it alone. And it doesn't hurt to show grace, because what you're going through, people like me have already gone through, and we can be there to help you. So you're not alone. My own spiritual journey. I was born an empath, an intuitive. And I got signs all the time, and I chose to ignore a lot of them. But I went and lived my life doing the right thing, being kind, showing grace, in essence, turning the other cheek. And it made me susceptible to people using me, abusing me, hurting me. But I had to learn things a lot about myself and my journey by going through those things. As a child, I didn't like to be around a lot of people. I spent a lot of time alone. I grew up with essentially like an only child. And I have a big family. As a teenager, I went through things, didn't bother me too much. As an older adult, I started connecting with spirit more, and then I pushed it away. But I came back, and you're seeing me here now. Blessed more than I ever imagined, in more ways than I could ever imagine. And I'm not held back by perception of what having one gift, I have many. And we all have that ability. I want to thank you for tuning in to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. I had a wonderful time talking to you about this. Please join me every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain. And next week, we'll talk about spiritual gifts, and I might even have a guest. Have a great next 2 weeks. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Be safe.
Thank you for listening to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it.
Tune in next time for more powerful conversations spiritually crafted to jumpstart your healing journey so you can own your spiritual gifts. And in turn, shed that light on the people around you so they can do the same. Embrace the confusion, the fear, the strength. Let go of your limiting beliefs. Your healing is in your hands, and it's time to take action. Find your tribe, heal together, in love and light. For more information about Valerie and her services, visit crystalblueoracle.com.